This is GQDN for Thursday, February 19th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, Fallout's got some projects in the works. Bethesda does. There might be a new chip coming from NVIDIA. And Todd Howard was talking about the AI boom. But we're beginning today with something that just dropped. WCCF Tech is saying that PlayStation is now shutting down Blue Point Games. Now, Blue Point Games is responsible for the Demon's Souls remake and some other remakes that did happen, but now they're being shut down by PlayStation. Jason Schreier, once again, broke the news, and that was just 5 years after the studio did officially announce that they have joined with PlayStation Studios. Now, 70 developers, because of this, are now losing their jobs, and the PlayStation spokesperson did talk about the statement, or to talk in a statement, and said, quote, Blue Point Games is an incredibly talented team, and their technical expertise has delivered exceptional experiences for the PlayStation community. We thank them for their passion, creativity, and craftsmanship, end quote. Jason Schreier got up on Blue Sky, and he said, quote, breaking, PlayStation is shutting down Blue Point Games, the studio responsible for modern remakes of classic games such as Demon's Souls and Shadow of the Colossus. Bloomberg News has learned. A shocking end for a well-respected studio, end quote. And this is after the studio was celebrating the 20th anniversary this year, because they were founded in 2006. So what could this mean? And where could these people go? And why did PlayStation do it? Those questions are not yet answered, but we will keep our eyes on things, as we always do. But people were still not happy. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the Silent Hill Townfall game is upsetting some people. Why? Because it's a PlayStation 5 exclusive, and the Xbox people wants to play it. Now, it's not just going to be on PlayStation 5. It's also going to be on PC. But since an Eurogamer article was going around on some different gaming forums, the publication did point out that Silent Hill Townfall website only lists PlayStation 5 and PC as its platforms. And that information did surface after the State of Play. And that same State of Play did say that Konami's RPG Rev Noir is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. Now, some people get up on various platforms, such as Reddit. And one of the players did say, quote, what I despise the most about Sony's timed exclusivity deals is that they allow games to release on PC. They are not paying to have something. They are paying for Xbox to not have it, end quote. But a fan did fire back, quote, Xbox used to do this exact thing. Rise of the Tomb Raider launched on Xbox and PC, but not on PlayStation 4 until a year later, end quote. So, which do you side with? The Xbox players or the PlayStation players? You can let me know at Joe Brahms. We side for you all. Well, sometimes. We know you love you. We do love you. And maybe Ubisoft is loving us a little bit. I'm sorry, not Ubisoft, but Bethesda. My bad. Because Todd Howard was talking about the AI boom and how the Bethesda team will be cautious about using AI. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. And Bethesda, the main man Todd Howard, does not think that the AI boom is a fad. But he did say that the studio is not ignoring it. He did say that the team is not going to use it to generate anything, because he does value the handcrafted games. He did an interview with the Kinda Funny team on YouTube, and he did explain that his studio stance on AI is not a fad. Quote, I think that AI answer now becomes, ask me in 6 months, right? It changes so much. What you're seeing out there for us, we're being incredibly cautious. He did go on to explain how Bethesda was using it, and they were keeping a check on it for the advancements in the data-led tasks. For the quote, "We're reviewing it as a tool, like an analyst to look at the data in our games. We can't ignore it. In terms of its coming, it's changing every few months. There's a new model, particularly on the tech side, with the code or productivity or other things," end quote. And I would just say that we're looking at that stuff. We're not fully ignoring it, because where it can help us get better at some big data tasks that just take us a lot more time, that we wish were done now so we can move into the creative stuff, end quote. Now, he did say that they're not going to generate anything, so we shall see what they do with that. But since we're talking about Xbox, price raise is going to be coming. According to GamingBolt.com, we know that these price hikes for the Asus ROG Xbox LEX is already in Japan, but it is now $85 more expensive in Australia now, because at the original price was roughly $1,127, but it went up to $1,268. And yes, that did happen. So we are still keeping our eyes on this. It hasn't hit us in the US yet. Note, I did say yet. But right now it's still overseas. But that's okay. You see, according to PCGamer.com, Jensen Huang, that's the head of NVIDIA, said that they got something in the works and they will reveal it at the GTC conference. And that'll be taking place in San Jose between March 16th and 19th. And from its very beginnings in 2008, the event has been all about the GPUs, what they use for. So in an interview with Korea Economic Daily, he said, quote, "A chip that will surprise the world will be unveiled at GTC next month," end quote. Now, he didn't say much about the chip, but there will be one coming, because the reports did suggest that the N1X could drop as soon as the end of March. Yeah, we'll see when that does come. Oh, by the way, do you have a Medikit Quest 3? If you do, even if you can afford it or put it on payments, you could get a VR treadmill accessory. Oh, don't worry, it only costs about $2,000. But this is now available, because it'll be done by Virtrix Omni 1. And the Omni 1 has been in the works for quite a few years now. So what you're going to do, if you get it, you're going to have a harness, and you will connect your VR headset to it. And you got to put on some fancy slippers. Then you can walk around and move and how you would do in the game. Spin around, spin around, spin around, do some fights. You can do all that. Right now, the Omni 1 does cost $3,495 if it is bought with one of the compatible Pico 4 Ultra headsets, even without the headset bundled in. Or if the headset's not bundled in, it's $2,595. Yes, you would have some financing options and payments plans available, but that's still more than what you would pay for on a high-end PC. Yeah, it's a high price. But once again, if you want it, you can get it if you want, but that's okay. Todd Howard was not done talking, because according to GamingBolt.com, there are a few projects in the works. Now, GamingBolt did say that maybe it's Fallout 3 Remake or Fallout New Vegas. Well, Todd Howard said that might be not, but he did confess on how he was softening on the whole remaster stuff, because that's what he told Kind of Funny Games again. Quote, "I'm sort of anti-remake. I respect the other ones out there, but I really think that the age of the game is part of what it is, and personality, and what it represented when it came out," end quote. But it does look like that he wants to do something like that, because he was talking about Oblivion, and he was saying that, well, quote, "I definitely want it to be a remaster, but the absolute best version of that you can imagine. So it was important to us that the original game was running, so imagine that you have patched that game many, many, many times for many years. What would you have done?" End quote. So if you wanted to see something, a remake from Ubisoft, what would it be? Original Fallout? This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.